Should we be afraid of God? The Torah is specifically instructing us to create a system of justice and an enforcement mechanism, which means police. So we always say that doctors, when they heal people, do a mitzvah because they save people's lives and improve people's health. Believe it or not, lawyers also do a mitzvah because they are partaking in the system of justice that is a mitzvah to create. What is the idea of any system of justice? That if you will punish bad behavior, it's going to be a deterrent for future bad behavior. That's why we give fines. That's why we put people in jail. And that's the idea of system of justice. So it would make sense that to mirror that, God, when he tells us that you should do X, Y, and Z, or you should not do A, B, C, and then he says that I'm going to give you blessings if you do what I'm telling you, and I'm going to punish you if you will do what I'm telling you not to do, then it's the same thing. We should then be afraid of God. When I drive down the street, why don't I speed? Not because I'm so concerned about going 1 mile over speed limit. No, I'm not speeding because I'm afraid of tickets. I don't want tickets. I'm afraid of cops. So should we be afraid of God? From what I said just now, makes sense that probably we should. But here is the crux of the matter. The Torah is speaking to us about fear of God. Fear, word fear, has several different meanings. Or I should rather say, fear can be expressed in different ways. There are different types of fear. If I am not speeding because I'm afraid of tickets, that's a type of fear. But then there is another type of fear. If I walk into an office of a very important person, very respected person, I will be nervous. Why am I nervous? He doesn't have a gun. He doesn't have any weapons. He's not going to kill me. Why am I nervous? People are afraid to speak in public. Why? Nobody's going to be throwing things at them if they make a mistake on a stage. Why are they afraid to speak in public? Public speaking is number one fear. Why are people afraid? Even if you make a fool out of yourself, so what? You'll never see these people again. It's not like somebody's going to tell you, you stuck your foot in the mouth when you were speaking. You'll never meet these people. Why are you afraid? This is a different kind of fear. Fear of an important person or fear of public speaking is referred to more as awe, trembling. There's a story about a lady whose name is Geula Cohen. He is an Israeli hero. She was fighting for the state of Israel since its inception, and she was known as a fearless woman. She was captured by the Arabs. She escaped captivity, I think, twice. She was put in front of a firing squad, and she survived. She was tortured, and then later on, after going through all of these wars, she was higher up, ranking official in Israeli army, and then she was in Israeli politics for a very long time. She was a totally secular woman. She had no Jewish education whatsoever, and once upon a time, a delegation from the State of Israel, when she was already a government official, came to New York and came to visit the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and she walked into his office, just as a part of the official protocol. She didn't come to him as a rabbi. She, frankly speaking, didn't know exactly who he was. She just came because everybody else did. And she said it was the first time of her life she felt her knees shaking. Now, this is a woman that was put in front of a firing squad, who was tortured, who escaped captivity. She was not afraid of all of these things. She walks into the room, into the office of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and she's trembling. How could this be? This is a different kind of fear. It's a fear of a person. You see, when I am afraid of getting a ticket, I'm not afraid of policemen. I'm afraid of the ticket. I'm afraid of punishment. In Jewish tradition, it's called Yirat Ha'onesh, which means a fear of punishment. This is not a fear of person. When I am afraid that this king is going to decapitate me, I'm not afraid of the king. I'm afraid of the punishment, because I would rather walk around with my head on. When I am afraid of getting in jail, I'm not afraid of government. I'm afraid of jail. when parents are punishing their kids, and that's why next time kids behave properly, kids are not afraid of their parents. Kids are afraid of the punishment. What is the difference? The difference is that fear of a person is my relationship with the person, is a part of my relationship with this person. The fear of punishment is not about my relationship with this person. It's about my relationship with myself, because I don't want to be punished. I don't want to get a ticket. I don't want to sit in jail. It's about me. My fear of punishment is about me. My fear of another person is about this other person. So when we speak about religious, pious people, we always refer to them as a God-fearing person. You hear this expression very often. Why is this person called a God-fearing person? Maybe he should be called a God-loving person. Maybe he should be called a God-obedient person. Fear of a person is a part of my relationship with him. Fear of God is a part of my relationship with God. God-fearing person has a relationship with God. It's not about the punishment. He's not a punishment-fearing person. He's not a hell-fearing person. He is a God-fearing person. He has a relationship with God. And this is why he is called in this way. Fear is an extreme version of respect. Some people I have very little respect for. Others I have more respect for. Those who I have a lot of respect for, I fear them. If I will be invited into an office of a very respected person, I will be fearful. I'll get nervous. I'll be trembling. On my video blog, I have a video about the difference between love and respect. My love pushes me to get close to somebody. My feeling of respect towards somebody compels me to give him or her their own space. Being respectful to someone means that I disagree with their decision, but I still allow them to do what they want. That's what means being respectful. If I don't respect somebody, I will tell them, no, you do this because I said so. If I respect them, I'll say, listen, I think you should do something else, but because I respect you, I'm allowing you to do what you want. This is why when our children are very little, we don't respect them. We feed them when we think they need to be fed. We dress them when we think they need to be dressed and how they need to be dressed. The most difficult part of parenting is learning how to respect your children as they grow up, because over the time, they demand more respect. And then there's a time when they need to choose themselves when they're getting their meals or what they're eating and how they're getting dressed. And they will yell at you, I'm already so-and-so old and I can already decide myself how am I getting dressed. So this is the difference between love and respect. When children are little, we have only love for them. We have no respect. The most difficult thing for a parent is to learn how to respect your children as they grow up. If I come to an office of a very big government official, the president, the prime minister, the king, whoever it is, I might not have any love for him whatsoever. I don't love the guy. He has a nasty personality. But I respect him. So my little child has no respect but a lot of love. A distinguished government official has no love but a lot of respect. Most of people we deal with are somewhere in between. They have some love and some respect. The question is, what is the balance between the two? So we need to fear God, but not fear punishment. Fearing punishment is about me. Fearing punishment is my relationship with myself. It's self-care. Fearing God is my relationship with Him. And then there's also a mitzvah to love God, a separate mitzvah. So I need to fear God, which means to be respectful of Him. And I need to love God. Fear comes before love, because my fear depends on me and my love depends on someone else. The Torah is not telling me to love every person in the world. The Torah is telling me to love my fellow. I'm not obligated to love everybody. I'm obligated only to love my fellow. To respect, I have to respect every single creature. Lechabed et abriyot. I have to respect everyone. So this is because in order to be loved, I need a reason to love someone. I cannot love someone if he is not lovable in my eyes. For respect, who this person is irrelevant. I have to respect everyone. Everyone deserves respect. Now, some people deserve more respect than others. That's true. But the baseline of respect is for everyone. And also, you cannot have any love if you don't have at least some little bit of respect. Why? Because the tiniest level of respect, the smallest level of respect, is the recognition of existence. If I walk into a room and there's an ant crawling on the floor, I'm not going to pay attention to him. Why? Because I don't recognize even his existence. He takes no space in my head.
Interesting.
If I walk into a room and I'm a very narcissistic person and I don't care about other people, and I walk into a room and there is somebody sitting there who I don't think is important enough for me to pay attention to, I will just walk by, won't even say hello to him, and I will act as if he is not there. Why? Because I have no respect for him. I don't recognize his existence. So I cannot love someone if I didn't recognize at least a bit of his existence first. Respect is recognition. So the most basic level of recognition is acknowledging of existence. Some people take a lot of space in my own mind, and I recognize them a lot, and I have a lot of respect for them. Others, I have very little respect for, but at least I have some. I recognize that they exist. That's why love of God comes after respect. Respect is primary. You cannot love someone if you don't have at least some respect for them. We fear God because we respect him.